don't chase, attract. What is meant for you is just going to come. You don't have to chase it. How do I attract better people into my life? Become a better version of yourself, much like a snake shedding its skin. In order for the fresh skin to be there, you know, you got to get rid of the old skin. And a lot of us, we continue to live our life moving forward, but taking all the old baggage with us. Many of us are doing that. We're like, well, before I go and fucking invest in myself, I better ask permission. I better tell my family what my plans are about my business, about what I want to do with my future. Whose life are you living? Yours or someone else's? Stop allowing other people to make decisions for you. I'll take you through an exercise called Seven Levels Deep. And the exercise is supposed to take you deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. So this exercise... Since 2018, I've helped thousands of people heal childhood trauma, overcome addiction, get off their anxiety and depression medication, and finally take control of their lives. Many have gone on to start their own business and become speakers, coaches, and leaders who are now transforming lives every single day. I've built a global community with over 3.5 million people, spoken on stages all over the world, and now I want to help you to do the same. If you've ever dreamed of becoming a certified life coach, making a difference and building a life of purpose and freedom, this is your moment. The LMP Coaching Institute is where healing meets transformation and passion turns into profession. Click the link below to apply now and be the change that you wish to see in the world. All right, let's get this show on the road. What's up, everybody? How you doing? Welcome to another podcast episode on my podcast. My name is Luke Mindpower, and I'm a motivational speaker. I'm a life coach. I'm a mentor. I'm someone who helps you to heal your childhood trauma. I help you to stay positive, stay empowered, stay focused on the target. What is your target, your vision, your goal? That's what I'm here to help you to do. Stay inspired, keep you moving forward and making progress in your journey of your life, because that's what this is. It's not a destination. Sometimes we are looking for that plateau that we feel or think or believe that, you know, if I just get to this place, then I'll be good. And I can tell you the truth, you know, I also have that kind of mindset of like, you know, if I can reach this level of success, then things will be better. And if we have this, then we'll be better. And if we have that, then we'll be happier, more joyful, all that kind of stuff. But the truth is, you know, happiness and joy and peace is just found in the moment, you know. This is the blessing that we have, you know, it's your mindset. So just to give you a quick recap, you know, of my life over the last 8 years, I mean, you know, a lot of people do ask, you know, why are you called Luke Mindpower, or how did you actually come up with that? So there's a couple of stories, and I won't go into them too much, but I'll just give you a little bit of an overview so you understand how I came up with it. So the first thing is that I was very, very self-conscious of my physical appearance. I was also very, very in my head, not realizing I was in my head. I mean, we're all in our heads, right? So how much you are influenced or how much you are programmed by the people who you surround yourself with. So for my experience of growing up as the youngest child and, you know, definitely, I guess that played some sort of an impact, you know, of, you know, my three older sisters being older than me, even though now it's like 3 years, isn't that long? But when you're young and you're 11 and your sister's 14 or 15, and then older than that, 16 and 17, well, then you feel like you're really, really young and you kind of feel left out. You kind of feel forgotten about. I think definitely you can, you know, come up with those kind of conclusions of why did you feel the way you felt? You know, how come you grew up so insecure? Why didn't you have self-confidence? Why didn't you feel like you could love and appreciate and accept yourself? Because everybody's opinion of me then became my reality, then became how my brain was programmed. So, you know, I grew up being very sensitive and scared and insecure and, you know, not feeling good within myself. So what do? You go on this journey of trying to figure out like, well, what's going to make me feel good? Is it a car? Is it a girlfriend? Is it money? What's going to make me feel good? What's going to change my internal structure of my emotions and feelings of what's happening within myself? So I had to go on this process of, elimination in order to find myself and to be comfortable with myself and to love myself and appreciate myself. I had to go through a journey of elimination, much like a snake shedding its skin. You know, I was talking to one of my private clients a couple of, actually last week, you know, I was talking about, you know, this is the journey now that you're on of shedding your skin, where like a snake has to, you know, in order for the fresh skin to be there, you know, you got to get rid of the old skin, you know. And a lot of us, we continue to live our life moving forward, but taking all the old baggage with us, you know. And this is the challenge of evolution, growth, and you transforming your life. If you want to transform your life, if you want to find out who you are, you've got to be willing to say yes to yourself, and you've got to be willing to create change and to let go of things in your life that you feel don't empower you, or just not aligned with your higher vision of who you are, or maybe things that just don't add value or don't lift your spirits. Let's call it that way, you know, lift your spirits. I know some people say, well, how do I surround myself with things that, you know, do things raise my vibration? But, you know, the sentence, lift your spirits, ask yourself the question, you know, actually, if you're listening right now, write in the comments, lift your spirits. What is it in your life that's not lifting your spirits? Is the people in your life, is the job that you're working in, is your lifestyle, does it lift your spirits? Because if it doesn't lift your spirits, then it's something to really pay attention to, because, you know, it's not a good feeling. It's that's a low feeling. That's like, oh my goodness, every time I go to that job, I feel like crap. You know, every time I surround myself with these people, I always get put down. You know, every time I'm at home at the dinner table, someone's always criticizing me or judging the way that I look or how I dress or whatever that is. Or someone's judging my physical appearance. You know, so for me, my physical appearance was one of my biggest roadblocks. It was just something that I felt stuck with, and that, you know, because of the way that I looked, people would judge me or call me names, and that defined then my way my subconscious mind was programmed, which then creates the thoughts and the beliefs of how I feel within myself and what I think about myself, and which created a lot of insecurity in relationships that I would be in as well, because I was always afraid of the person leaving me. And that was also because I didn't feel good enough within myself, you know. And when you don't feel good enough within yourself, basically what happens is you're afraid. So you always overextend yourself because you're needy. You're in this people-pleasing, giving auto response, you know, because we want to be seen, loved, heard, understood. We want to be validated, you know. So we overextend ourselves because we want that to come back. We want them to be able to witness and see us and acknowledge us. So we give so much of ourselves, which then also can overbearing, or it's just some people call it love bombing, or, you know, just giving so much of yourself to someone that it absolutely pushes them away from you, because they're just like, man, this person is just too much. Like, seriously. But that's what I've learned recently, you know. And I will, you know, I know I'm kind of digressing, but I will go back to the Luke mind power. You know, I'm learning recently in the relationship. I shared this on Instagram recently. I was like, man, since I've been in the relationship I'm in since July 2024, there's never been a time where my partner has said to me, Luke, you're messaging me too much. Luke, you're too much. Luke, your voice messages are too long. Like, I actually thought at one point last year that I was like, I'm leaving her, like, I'm waking up. She's in New York. I'm in Poland. I wake up at 5 a.m., 6 a.m. I'm driving to the gym. While I'm driving to the gym, I'm sending her voice messages. And I'm talking about this. I'm talking about our vision. I'm talking about our goals. I'm talking about what I want to do. I'm talking about this, that. By the time I get to the gym, which is 15 minutes away, I've sent her about 4 or 5 voice notes and at least half an hour, sometimes 40 minutes worth of listening. And there were many times where she would wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, check her phone and go, oh my God, like, messages from Luke, let me listen, you know? And I had to catch myself, because I had to realize what a blessing it is to be in a relationship where someone actually doesn't push me away for being myself, where I'm in a relationship where someone's able to receive my energy and how much I give, where she's not coming to me saying, hey, Luke, you know, you're really crossing my boundaries a little bit. Like, you just messaged me too much, or your voice messaged me too much, and it's just too much. And I just need to slow down a little bit. There's never been anything like that. That's when you know. Like, that's one green flag in a relationship where you're just being yourself and the other person loves you exactly the way you are. And that's what I think a healthy relationship is. Not a relationship where she's your partner's like, oh, don't do this, or, you know, you're doing too much of this, I need you to change. You know, like, sure, there's minor adjustments that you can both make, compromise in your relationship. Maybe it's to do with health, or maybe how you talk to each other, how you address certain things. But a healthy relationship is not going to cause you to lose yourself in the process and change your identity of how you are. And you shouldn't be afraid to express yourself. You shouldn't be afraid to be yourself. You shouldn't be afraid to open your heart and speak your truth and share your feelings and emotions. Be vulnerable. You know, that's where you create the connection in a relationship. So I'm so blessed and grateful to have not given up on love, but the whole process of healing and growing is definitely a worthwhile experience. Because, you know, part of this podcast, I was always making these episodes, was my drive and inspiration to, like, you know, I'm not going to give up on my dream. And one of my dreams is attracting a healthy relationship, is attracting the love of my life, is finding that partner for me that I can love, she will love me, and we can spend the rest of our life together. That's a dream, you know? So now I'm living my dream. But once upon a time, I was fighting for my dream. And again, how did it come about? Well, it didn't come about overnight. It came about because I kept persevering. I kept believing. I kept taking action. I kept showing up. I kept going. You know, so sometimes along the journey of the keep going is like, well, when is it going to come? And it's like, well, if it hasn't come, it hasn't come. It's not supposed to come. You're supposed to keep going, you know? So that goal and that vision is so important for you. But again, the whole mind power thing, in terms of my insecurities and my rejections in relationships and not being successful or not having the dream life, or, you know, comparing myself to other people, the mindset, you know, there was just the being in my head so much. And I'm sure, I hope anyway, that you're listening to this right now and you maybe can relate, that you're aware of your thoughts. Like, ask yourself the question right now, am I aware of the conversation that I have within myself, in my mind? Am I aware of the negative conversation that I have about myself? Am I aware of the thoughts that are in my head that are against me? Is there any sort of thinking in your head that says you're not good enough, you're not worthy of success, you're not smart enough, you're ugly, you're too skinny, or you're too fat, or like whatever the story is, you know? Or you're not strong enough, you're not confident enough, you know, you're scary, you're scared, like you're a scary cat, whatever they, a scaredy cat, like that's what they would say, scared. You're a pussy, you know, like whatever, like all these things, all these names. And like, I think about my journey of in my 20s or in my, up my teenage years into my 20s, late 20s, early 30s. And all I was doing was being programmed by the people that would bully me, and that the names I would get called, and the experiences that I felt fear in, you know, and the relationships that didn't work out. You know, if someone didn't love me, then that made a definition or definitive stamp in my brain that, well, if they don't love me, well, then I'm not enough. If they don't love me, if they can't receive my love, well, then there's something wrong with me. That's how I used to think, which means that, you know, right now you have to pay attention to how you think about yourself, because you have to ask yourself the question, am I defined by somebody else's lack of appreciation for who I am? Or am I defined by somebody else's judgment of me? Am I defined by somebody else's decisions in their life? Somebody decides, well, I don't think that this is a healthy relationship for me. I don't see this person as being my ideal partner. I don't want to be with this person because I don't X, Y, Z, whatever their reason is. So is that right and just that now I make a decision based off somebody else's decision or perception or how they view their life or how they want their life to be? I make a decision within myself to say, well, because of their decision, now I'm not good enough. There's something wrong with me if they make a decision to not want to be with me, for example. You see how detrimental that is to your own mind and how you feel about yourself? And so that was me for a long time. So the whole Luke mind power almost comes your full circle, because I was in my head all my life. And so, like, obviously Luke is the name I was given when I was born from my parents. And then mind power, the whole purpose of that is to say that you have the power of your mind to change the way you think. The same thing with the cocaine, right? The cocaine was something I was using and it gave me confidence. Like, that's one of the reasons why I loved it. You know, I loved the cocaine and the alcohol mixed together because it gave me a sense of confidence that I didn't have. And that's the one thing that I struggled to comprehend or understand. How can I build confidence in life? So the only way I knew when I would go out with friends and feel better about myself in myself is to use cocaine and alcohol. So, and then stopping that and changing my life in 2018, that was where the Luke mind power came in again, because it was like, well, man, you didn't go to rehab, you didn't go to counseling, you didn't go to group therapy, you didn't see a therapist, you didn't see a psychologist, you didn't see a psychotherapist, you didn't see some addiction person. Like, you just made a decision because you realized that you had a goal and a vision and a dream, and you realized that the cocaine life, that life wasn't going to get you to where you wanted to be. So the power of the mind, the power of decision, the power of choice. But the deeper part of it is, you know, in my 20-week coaching program, I'll take you through an exercise called Seven Levels Deep. And originally I learned it from Dean Graziosi in his book called Millionaire Success Habits. And the exercise is supposed to take you deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. If your why is powerful, the how will be easy. If your why is strong enough, the how will be easy. So identifying, why are you trying to become successful? Why do you want to live your dream? Why do you want to achieve your goals? Why do you want to step into your greatness or change your life? Why? So this exercise helped me to go back to my childhood, go back to that little Luke, go back to the abandoned Luke, go back to like this younger version of Luke that was scared and felt intimidated and was bullied and didn't feel good within himself. So who's going to save little Luke? You? Fuck that. That's not the way life works. People don't come and save you. You have to step up for yourself and go, well, there's some shit I've been through. There's some ways that I used to feel, and I've felt like this for a long time, but I've got to take responsibility for my own success, my own transformation, my own healing. You know, and I got to show up for myself. I got to show up for my younger self. So that's the relationship that I formed and created with this little Luke. And I said, you know what? No more letting him just be forgotten about. I'm going to love him. I'm going to acknowledge him. I'm going to have his back. And again, this is like an analogy or a, you know, way of mindset, way of thinking, you know, and maybe you have, maybe you haven't heard about, you know, healing your inner child. How about empowering the shit out of your inner child? How about loving your inner child? How about loving that version of you that was just trying to survive when they were being hurt or taken advantage of? You know, the subconscious reality that you have the power to go back into. I mean, this is stuff that I learned through my wife, through my fiance, soon to be wife. Because we are probably listening to this and I'll be married already. So I'm just kind of forecasting this podcast. But she's a hypnotherapist. So she takes people back into their childhood and helps them to heal their childhood trauma, identify these blocks and specific parts of the subconscious mind that have created some sort of limiting belief or insecurity or fear or feeling of not enoughness. And this is where Luke Mind Power came from, you know, the why, you know. So I hope that gives you a little bit of an insight. You know, a lot of people can listen to my podcast. I think I've only sworn twice in this podcast episode. I've said the F word twice, I think, right? So a lot of the times you might listen to my podcast and sit there for the first time and go, why is he speaking like that? Why is he expressing himself like that? Why is he the way he is? So I think it's not just about me. It's about everyone. It's about any person that you watch on social media. It's about any person you see in the world and you witness them speaking a specific way or thinking a specific way. There's a reason for it, There's circumstances, experiences that people have been through that you've got know nothing about, that you don't have any knowledge about, and all we come from is our own point of view and our own way of judgment. So before you judge anyone, and it's not about perfection, because some people say, well, before you judge anyone, you're not perfect, so why are you judging other people? No, it's not about that. It's just about having an opinion. Naturally, on first glance, you could probably listen to my podcast and go, oh my goodness, like look how he speaks and all this kind of, and funny enough, guys, I've actually been thinking about changing the name of the podcast because, you know, if you listen to the majority of this podcast episode, I'm like, what do you call this? The motivational screaming podcast, like a podcast that yells at you. Like if you want to be yelled at, listen to this podcast, you know, like, I don't know, like how direct can I make this podcast as in like, you know, this is a podcast where Luke is going to, you know, I always say like wake you up to your greatness, unlock your greatness. But a lot of the podcast is me, I'm yelling and shit, like I'm screaming, you know, and, you know, I'm talking to you so that you don't give up on your dreams, so that you wake up to your greatness, so that you push forward, you know. And I know that some of you may take it personally, especially if you don't know me that well, you haven't heard my story again. But when we talk about our story or we talk about our life and what we've been through, it gives us the knowledge, information that we are then able to put together and go, oh, wow, now I kind of get where Luke's coming from. Interesting. Wow, that's cool. Okay, fair enough. You know, so there's a passion behind it. You know, years and years and years of living in fear and doubt and insecurity and lack of success and comparing yourself to other people and rejection in relationships time and time again. Things not working out for me. Actually, things were working out for me. I just wasn't understanding and comprehending what God's plan was. Interesting, right? You know, judged, bullied. I was meant to feel like I was late. I was meant to feel different. I was meant to go through it all. And whatever you're going through right now, if there's a lot of feeling of, I feel different. I don't feel like I belong in this world. I feel completely different to like, I'm a black sheep. Anyone else a black sheep? Don't see it as a bad thing, man. You know, you weren't born to be the same. You weren't born to like fit in. Yes, having a sense of community, feeling connected with like-minded people. If you haven't found your people yet, great, they're out there. You know, don't give up on that. I mean, the amount of beautiful people, amazing people, successful people, great network that I have now of connections that I've made because I'm doing this kind of work, I didn't attract them into my life because I wasn't evolving and becoming a better version of myself. I've attracted the people that I stay close to now simply because I evolved. I grew away from the old Luke, the old ways. The old ways weren't opening up these new doors. The old ways weren't opening up the new doors of success and connections that I've had now with these amazing people that I have in my life that are like-minded. The old ways did not attract my fucking partner. The old ways did not attract a healthy relationship. So how am I supposed to get what I want being the same as I am? And that's what I'm supposed to freaking tell you guys now, man. Seriously, so many of us, we want happiness, we want joy, we want peace, we want more money, we want success, we want a better life, we want to be more freedom, we want more control. But guess what? Like I'm explaining right now, old ways, they don't fucking get you want, ladies and gentlemen. You want what you want, but you're not willing to move away from how you've always been in your life. Good reminder, don't you reckon? So, you know, a lot of changing of thinking, a lot of different ways of thinking, a lot of becoming self-aware, a lot of, you know, speaking up and standing up for yourself, a lot of self-love, you know, a lot of disconnect to reconnect, you know, isolate to elevate. You know, what does that even mean? Well, it means, hey, man, let me spend some more time with myself rather than giving all my time away to other people and being around all the people that I was around for the how many fucking years, 20 years. You know, it's like, whoa, okay, I gave a lot of time to my family and my friends. Cool. How about I give some time to me? Is that okay? Or do I need to go ask permission? Many of us are doing that. We're like, well, before I go and fucking invest in myself, I better ask permission. I better tell my family what my plans are about my business, about what I want to do with my future. Fuck off. Go and do your shit, ladies and gentlemen. Do whatever the fuck you want to do. Don't be like, oh, I need to get permission. Whose fucking permission? Whose life are you living? Whose life? Yours?
or someone else's. You know, you got this power of choice to show up for yourself and stop allowing other people to make decisions for you. You know, many people, we're fucking sitting in the backseat of a car, someone else is driving us, and they've been driving your whole life. And you're just like, oh, I really want to go left. Can you go left? And they go, no, we're going to keep going straight. Yeah, keep going straight and down the highway that leads to fucking nowhere. You being in control is, hey, stop the car, please. Get the fuck out of the driver's seat. I'm getting in the car. I'm turning on freaking the radio or the music. I'm going to pump that shit. I put my seatbelt on. I better buckle up because this fucking ride's going to be amazing. I'm putting a foot on the accelerator, open all the doors. Everybody get the hell out of the car. I'm driving now. Right? And then you choose who you want to come and sit with you in your car. Right? Along the journey, you will attract better because you'll become better if you want to become better. If you don't want to become better, you'll keep attracting the same shit. Many of us are attracting, or maybe we're in toxic relationships right now. Shit relationships. What's a toxic relationship anyway? A relationship where, you know, someone is degrading or disrespecting to you and you accept and allow it, you know, and possibly believe that maybe they'll change. And because they apologize to you, you give them another chance and it happens over and over again. That's an unhealthy relationship, right? And it's like, well, how do I get a better relationship? How do I attract a better relationship? You know, do I have the power to change someone? You have the power to inspire people. You have the power to change your life, but you can't change other people. And if they choose not to evolve, guess what? You have to get to a point in your life where you realize that it's time for you to move the fuck on. You know, how do I attract better people into my life? Become a better version of yourself. You want a better relationship? Have a fucking better relationship with yourself. You know, these are just things like, what are the fundamental laws of personal development, of fucking becoming successful, of being confident in who you are, of attracting healthy relationships, surrounding yourself with like-minded people? How does this all happen? The law of attraction. Is the law of attraction even real? Well, I don't know. I mean, I attracted my partner. She's successful, independent. Fucking hell, man. Like, she's a hustler, man. She loves what she does. She's very conscious, very emotionally intelligent. You know, she's living a dream. How the fuck did I attract her? Oh, I think I'm living my dream too. Oh, I travel around the world. You know, I live in Dubai, I come to Poland, I'm in the US. Like, she was manifesting that too. She kept saying, well, you know, I'd love a Polish guy. I'd love him to be someone that lives in Dubai, someone that lives in Poland as well. He can speak Polish, but he can speak English as well. You know, he's got an open mind. You know, he's also successful. All of a sudden, boom, we're in a relationship, you know? So this may seem very far-fetched. It may seem like a long shot when you don't have what you want. There's always going to be a little bit of doubt. Well, it's just, you're just lucky. You know, luck is bullshit. You create your fucking luck. Okay? Sure, there may be some things, but man, you make choices every single day in your life, and then the luck comes along and goes, hey, guess what? You've been showing up. Hey, you've been doing the work. Hey, you've been patient. Here's the luck. Here's the luck. Here's the luck. Here's the luck. You know? And things come to you, man. Right? That's why one of the best things that you can ever understand is, don't chase, attract. What is meant for you is just going to come. You don't have to chase it. Become a magnet for gratitude. Become a magnet for abundance. Become a magnet for success. Become a magnet for good people in your life. How do you become a magnet to all that? It's just some shit that you attract. You can't attract negativity when you ain't thinking about it. You can't attract shit that's going wrong when you're doing things right. You can't attract like bad shit when you're a good person. And sure, I know that bad stuff does happen sometimes to good people, but guess what? Those bad things really aren't bad things. That's part of adversity. That's part of life. That's part of the journey of life. That's part of going through shit and realizing that you are resilient, that you actually are powerful and more capable than you fucking realize. And these are the experiences that take us through life that make us realize to be more grateful, to live in the present moment, that life is fucking short, that life is unpredictable. We don't fucking know when is the last day for us. When is the time where that's it, it's done and dusted, and you're back in fucking the dirt. We don't know. So fucking live your dreams. Like, fucking go out there and fucking chase your dreams and go and do what you want to fucking do. Stop contemplating, living in fear, doubting, I don't know, this, that. You know? It's like we're too fucking, like, fucked in the head so badly because of all the shit that you've been watching. And so then you're afraid to live. And it's like life is never promised to anyone. Ain't no one staying here for fucking good. You know, so if you're listening to this podcast right now, I hope that this inspires you wherever. If you're listening to the Luke Mind Power podcast on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, Rumble, wherever you're listening, if you're watching on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, if you're listening on Amazon Music, Audible, the Luke Mind Power podcast is inviting you to live fully. As Les Brown says, live fully and die empty. You know, don't allow yourself, when that time comes, for you to have any sort of self-doubt or contemplation or regret of like, I didn't really live my full best life. I was scared, you know. I lived in so much fear. I didn't take any risks. I was afraid, you know. And it's like, afraid to live, you know. Like, people are more afraid to die than to actually live. And we've got so much life happening right now. So, man, like, this is just a sign, just a message for you. Like, start living, you know, start getting out there, taking action, being more active, believing in yourself, you know, listening to more shit like this that's going to inspire you and motivate you to keep moving forward in a world that's full of negativity and getting lost in fucking stories and shit that's going on in other people's lives that has nothing to do with you. And it's not going to help you in one way to have more freedom, peace, and happiness in your life, you know, like, pour into yourself, then you let the world pour into you. And remember that it really is a blessing to be alive. And if you start practicing more gratitude and realizing that, you know, life is happening right now, and it's up to you how you want to choose to live your life and what choices you choose to make. But I got to tell you that, you know, as I digress from this whole conversation that I shared with you just now, you know, moving your body. I'm going to release a podcast soon with a friend of mine. His name is Marian. He's a bodybuilder. And in this podcast at the end, I already told you, at the end of the podcast, I said, what's one piece of advice you want to give to people? And he said, move your body. I thought to myself, move your body? Tell me more. And so basically, he sat there for the next couple of minutes and he was like, man, like, go for a walk, you know, move your body. Like, it's the best thing that you can do. And it's funny how something like that has stuck with me, you know. Like, for example, this morning I woke up and I'm like looking for the key. I couldn't find the key. Then I realized I put the rubbish out yesterday and I left the key in the rubbish bin. It took me 15 minutes to find the key to the car. Anyway, so I'm driving, I'm messaging my friend from Dubai. We're talking about business and I get to the gym and I'm just tired and I'm like feeling the, like, I'm just like, oh, I feel so tired. I'm on the treadmill. I do like 10, 15 minutes on the treadmill. Then I do some, you know, resistance training and do weights and stuff. And then first 10, 15 minutes on the weights, it's like, oh, like, fuck, I'm so tired. And then all I'm thinking is I want to go home and sleep. Like, I'm tired. I want to go home and sleep. And then 10 minutes later, all of a sudden, I'm feeling good. I started doing some stretching. I kept doing my exercises. I kept, you know, kept training. And again, this is not the first time that I've experienced this, but I'm just sharing it with you because I have to remind you of, you know, the first 10, 15, 20 minutes of you exercising isn't necessarily going to make you feel amazing. You're still tired, you know, whatever time of the day it is. If it's the morning, I like to do exercise and gym in the morning. But I noticed that, like, after 20 minutes, your energy changes. You start feeling better. You start thinking better as well. And it just reminded me about the importance, like, of routine, importance of moving your body, you know, because your body has energy. And as you move your body and you stretch and you do that
form of like exercise or something every day, or at the beginning of the day anyway, for me, man, I felt so much better. I left the gym and I was like, man, let's go. Like, it's, you know, there's no freaking going to sleep, man. I got fucking work to do, man. I got podcasts to record. I got so many appointments. Like, it's ridiculous what's happening. I mean, yeah, I'm like, when you're investing in yourself, when you're growing, you know, when you're building a dream, when you're, you know, running a company, yeah, does it get overwhelming? I'm just hearing, is there any questions? Does anyone have any questions? Like, Luke, do you ever get overwhelmed? Luke, do you ever struggle with self-doubt? Luke, do you ever fear anything? Luke, do you like, and I'm like, absolutely. Do I get overwhelmed? Yeah, I was having a meeting with my sisters yesterday and I'm sitting with them and we're talking and my head's just like this. And my sister's like, are you okay? Like, I didn't even reply to her because I was like trying to process all of this information. There was just so much that we were talking about and so many new things that we're trying to implement and putting into our business and company. And I'm just like, fuck off, you know, like this and that and this and that and fucking this form and that and fucking sign this and fill this out, you know? And this is the shit, like it's out of your comfort zone. It's annoying. You know, it's like, fuck. But I also know it's the gateway to the next level in my company, you know, in our growth. So, yeah, I can complain, you know. Yeah, I can get overwhelmed. But it always happens in these moments. And then I'm just like, well, what do I do now? Fuck, go for a walk. Fucking talk to my beautiful partner. Talk about shit. Like, call my friend. Fucking, you know, listen to some music, whatever. Go play with the dog. You know, like you deal with shit, but you know, you don't have to sit here and like all of a sudden spiral into, oh, I'm so overwhelmed that like I can't even work. I can't even move forward. I'm going to give up. You know, I think this is one of the beautiful parts about having your own company is that you go every day, you go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, and you keep digging and digging and digging and digging and digging. And eventually you've dug so much. This is why it's important to be doing something you enjoy, to be doing something you're passionate about. Because when you dig further and further and further, you get to a point where there's no escape. You get to a point where you just can't run away. There's too much at stake. There's too much responsibility. There's too much going on. And that's a good place to be. Like, I'm not dreading it at all. I'm just like, fuck, bro, it's your fault. You know, you're the one that built this company. You're the one that invested in yourself. You're the one that fucking grew this. You're the one that started doing all this. You're the one that built the coaching program. You're the one that started your coaching institute so you can help people be online coaches and start their own coaching. You're the one that did all of this. So you're the one that did it. It's your fault. And I'm like, yeah, good. Because at least I'm doing something that I enjoy, you know. I don't wake up in the morning and go, oh, fuck this. I don't want to go to work. Fucking hell, you know. Like, and I think about what I used to do in my previous employment and jobs. And it's like, if you're listening to this right now, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to this, please ask yourself a question. Like, genuinely ask yourself a question. Am I happy in my job? Like literally, like just, because I take myself back to when I was working in the government and how much money I was making and what kind of life I was living, you know? And at the time, maybe I was happy, you know, maybe that was enough for me making fucking $1,000 Australian, which is like $650 a week, maybe. I mean, was I happy? I mean, I was working around kind of good people, but we always lived for the weekend, you know. I couldn't wait for fucking Friday to have a line of coke, you know. I couldn't wait to finish a fucking 15-hour day on a Wednesday sometimes and come home and have some coke, you know, have a few shots, have a fucking, you know, and watch porn. Like, fuck, that was the life, you know what I mean? So I'm just like, I want you to think for yourself right now. And think about the job that you have. Is it fulfilling? Is there a vision? Is there growth? Do you see yourself there in 5-10 years? Can you see yourself continuing to do this? Because it also comes down to financial security, comes down to what's comfortable, comes down to what you've always known yourself to do and be, you know. And stepping out and starting something fresh is very, very unpredictable and can be very scary, you know. That's why you want to have a springboard, you know. You want to kind of set yourself up. You want to have a bit of financial backing so that you can go, okay, now I'm going to quit my job and I'm going to start my own business, for example, you know. But at the same time, like, I know one of our previous coaching clients, her name is Catherine McLean. If you go search her on Instagram, her Instagram is The Light Becomes Her. Her Instagram, The Light Becomes Her. The underscore light underscore becomes underscore her on Instagram, okay? And if you do search her up, message her on Instagram and say, I just listened to Luke Mindpower podcast and he was talking about you. She joined us back in 2022. She was healing from alcohol addiction, right? A lot of trauma. And she came to do my coaching program in 2022. And basically, after 12 months of doing the work with me, she still had a job in the government, but then she slowly started to start her own online coaching business. And I remember having we've done an interview on the podcast actually. And then I remember doing the podcast with her and I thought she was already like working full time in her own business. But once I said that, she said to me, oh, Luke, no, I'm still working in my other job. Like I haven't actually given it up yet. And I was like, okay, so that means that you weren't actually ready. And you were probably like maybe saving up some money and you weren't ready to go all in because again, maybe you weren't getting all the clients yet. And you know, your business wasn't fully like active, right? But now 100%, I know for sure that she's a full-time online coach. She has her own business. She has her own coaching programs. And she's smashing it, you know? So this was 2022. She did 12 months of personal development, personal healing, coaching that we worked together in our group coaching program. And then now she's established herself as an online coach, right? So it doesn't happen overnight. And how she did it was she started her coaching business while she was working, while she was still working in her job, you know? So if you're passionate about it, if you have a goal, you have a vision, you know, it's possible. You can do it. You just have to ask yourself the question, you know, am I satisfied and fulfilled in the role that I'm working in right now? Do I see myself doing this for the next, you know, 10 years or whatever? I remember I said this to myself too, and I was 33. And I remember looking at one of my work colleagues in the government. He was 52, I think. And, you know, his life moved from South America, 20 years here, working in the government job. And for him, this was everything, you know. And again, I'm not here to judge whatever lifestyle you choose to live. But when he showed me his life, and I spent a lot of time, I used to go over Friday nights and we used to dance and hang out, watch the footy, watch the soccer, put bets on, like, fuck, that was the best. We had such a great time. I enjoyed it. I loved it. But there was a moment there where I was like, I asked myself the question and I looked at him, happily married, two beautiful daughters, you know, living the life, family life, mortgage, has a house. And I asked myself the question because I was hanging around him a lot and we were, you know, vibing. And again, it's no judgment on him. You know, I'm like, again, everyone has free will. You have the choice to decide what kind of future am I creating? What kind of life do I want to live? I asked myself honestly back then, and I wasn't as conscious as I am now or self-aware or confident, but I genuinely remember asking myself, looking at his life, not necessarily comparing myself to him, but I looked at his life and I asked myself, is that, because I knew he'd been there for 20 years in this government job. I just asked myself, is that me in 20 years? And I knew my answer straight away. I was like, there is no fucking way that I am staying in this job or even in this department in 20 years' time. No way. So that's all I needed, you know? And then all I did was I put my resignation in and 7 months or 8 months later, I was done. 21st of December, 2018, I resigned, you know? And then as I was like growing and building, I still had a chauffeur driving job for the next 6 months. And then I quit that. And then I started the Luke Mind Power podcast, you know, and then like slowly, slowly things just, you know, and that's what I'm saying. I didn't know the way. Sometimes we don't take the risk or we don't take the action because we're afraid, we don't know how to do it, or we don't know the way. You know, a lot of people who have decided to invest in their own business and work with us in my coaching institute have just decided that, you know, I want to work with Luke because I want him to teach me everything he knows. I mean, that's a shortcut. The only reason I worked with a business coach and I still work with a company that helps me to grow my company is because I'm learning from people who are 10 steps ahead of me. It took me time to realize that I needed help. But I didn't sit here at the beginning in the first couple of years and think, I don't know where to go. All I knew I needed to do was invest in my personal development, invest in myself, become a better confident communicator because I had a lot of fear. And I knew that I needed to learn to love myself. Actually, no, I didn't. I didn't know anything about self-love, but I knew I had to overcome the fear of public speaking. And then once I went through that process, that taught me self-love. And that created my awareness to communication, motivational speaking. And then I was just on this new high of, oh my goodness, I found something that I didn't know existed. I found a passion for speaking and personal development at 33 years old. I was 34 actually, because 34 was my birthday, yeah, September 2018, turning 34. And that's all you need, you know? All of a sudden, it was like all I needed was me. All I needed was to spend more time with me. All I needed was to let go of the life I'd been living and start focusing on me. And all of a sudden, when I started focusing on me, everything changed. When I started focusing on me, I found more of me that was hidden. So don't let the world hide your greatness. Don't let the world define your beliefs. Don't let the world force you and cause you to shrink yourself, because that's what it will do. And that's how I was shrinking myself, and I was lost for many, many years, not knowing that I had so much greatness within me. But sometimes, and I think for a lot of us, it's more about don't let the world, yeah, but to a certain point, you have to go, okay, I had to go through some of these experiences. They taught me a lot. They hurt me. I had to go through these experiences that have actually helped me now to be an extraordinary speaker, coach, mentor, to have this company that I've built, to be able to have a company. I have a company in Australia, in Dubai, and other places. So like, this is all part of, you know, belief in yourself, like changing your life. You know, anything that you want to do, it's possible, but don't let the world stop you and force you to not be able to create and materialize the things that you want in your life. Okay. I believe in you. I know that like you can sit there and go, but I don't know how to do it. And I go, I know, because I didn't either, but there's help. You know, like if you're literally, there's two, like I'll share with you, there's two avenues. If you're listening to this, you're either someone who wants to be successful, someone who wants to overcome your fears, doubts, you want to overcome anxiety, you want to overcome depression, you want to build self-love, you want to grow confidence in yourself. Maybe you've got some sort of childhood trauma you've never addressed and never healed from. That's one person. The other person that's listening to this, maybe you actually want to be a coach. Maybe you want to be a motivational speaker. Maybe you want to have your own business. Maybe you want to help other people learn what you've learned and overcome. Because that's literally what I do now. I overcame my fears, doubts, insecurities. I started a coaching program to teach people how to do the same. And then I built my coaching program. And now I started my coaching institute where I can help people to start their own businesses and become life coaches and actually do what I do. I don't have the knowledge of this coaching environment because I didn't do it. I only am able to teach people how to start their businesses and start and build their own coaching programs and grow social media platforms because I've done it myself. You know, I'm only teaching anyone, like my business is, my company is based off of giving you products that have been created because I actually did it myself. I went through it myself. And I'm just here giving you the knowledge and information to say, hey, if you need to work on yourself, do it. I mean, I have a 20-week coaching program. Message me, send me a message on Instagram and say, look, let me do your program. I want to be a coach, but I want to do some healing first. Like, do that. And many people who go through our coaching program, eventually after 6 weeks, 12 weeks, they go, fuck, I want to be a coach. I want to actually help people. It's crazy how we don't realize that we have pain or fear or some sort of suppressed energy or trauma that we haven't healed from. We start doing the work and then we actually realize that we want to help other people, you know? Because again, it takes you back to like, fuck, I know what it feels like to feel pain, emotional pain. I know what it feels like to get triggered and to feel alone and to feel like I'm not good enough. And when you feel like you're not good enough, when you overcome that, there's nothing greater that you can do is to then teach someone how you did it. And only you have the experience because you did it yourself. And that just, you just realize, you go, oh my gosh, like how many people are out there feeling like they're worthless, feeling like they're not enough? And you could be teaching them how to change that because you've done it, you know? So we're really living in amazing times, and this is why I love what I do, because all I'm sharing with you guys is I have a couple of products. One is a heal your childhood trauma. Other one is start your own coaching business and become a life coach and live a life of freedom and purpose and impact and like live your day and life on your terms, not having to like work for someone else. And the only reason I'm doing it is because I'm living it and breathing it, you know? So if you are watching this on YouTube, there's a link below. Get access to one of our free trainings or apply to our coaching institute if you want to be a coach. But if you do want to work on yourself, send us a message. Say, hey, Luke, I need some help because I'm here to help you. My team's here to help you. You know, we don't do this because we're just fluffing around in life and just not giving a shit. We're very passionate about what we do. And we're here to help you to transform your life so that you can live your dreams, be successful, and get out of dysfunction. Most importantly, you know, get into functioning like the greatness of what it is that you are, because you're great. You have so much greatness in you, and it's just who you surround yourself with. You surround yourself with. And that's the other thing, guys. You know, when you invest in yourself, you're actually investing in the environment. You know, your environment is what you become. You know, if you hang around with me for too long, I'll brainwash you. I told you this on the previous episode. I'll brainwash you into believing in yourself, into you starting your own coaching business, into you being successful, into you living your fucking dreams. That's my job. I'm here to brainwash you. If you want to keep being brainwashed, keep listening to the podcast and then start brainwashing yourself. Okay. Because the whole purpose is for you to make sure that you are for yourself, not against yourself. Okay. Sending you so much love. Thank you for joining me on this podcast episode. Reach out to me if you want to work with us. We're here for you, and I'll see you in the next episode. Don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on your dreams. Peace out. Love you guys.